9 o'clock?
Yep.
Good. Okay. I'll call the meeting to order and verify the posting of the meeting notice that was made. And number three is approval of the minutes of the April 2nd Finance Committee meeting.
Motion approved.
Motion and a second to approve the minutes of the April 2nd Finance Meeting. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Number three is invoices and approval of invoices and proposals.
I got a couple today. Johnson Block, I have their first invoice for the progress billing on the 2024 audit.
Have they done any work here?
They are coming the 29th, I believe, to do, but we've been giving them, they've been gathering information all along.
Yeah.
I have the March invoice for Klein McCarthy Architects. I have the workers' comp premium audit adjustment when they went through, so whenever they give us their proposal, it's kind of an estimate, so this is the audit adjustment. And then the last one I got is payment app number 7, I believe. Claimant Brothers. In the amount of $1,654,779.
Almost identical to the last one. $4,000 is different.
That's the, was that the March, that's the March one, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, so as we look at our numbers, that'll be the number that gets added here.
That's all I have today.
So I look for a motion to approve the bills as presented.
Motion.
I'll second.
Motion and a second to approve the invoices as presented. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Greg, you're up.
Yeah, well, good to see you guys again. Dan, too, right?
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you guys kind of...
This is for the slow learners.
We need one-on-one.
Well, I did correct my spelling errors.
Well, that's good.
So safety, hopefully, is spelled right, and installation is spelled right, so...
Otherwise, everything else looks the same to me.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it is all the same, but... Yeah, so you guys have kind of heard the summary on that side of it, so I'd maybe turn to you guys and see. I know, Gary, you mentioned you had some questions yesterday. As you look at the cash flow schedule, that number that you just approved, we'll get what is added to the actual billing number.
Mm-hmm.
So you see where, you know, I would expect, so just for the county's, you know, purposes in terms of how you're managing the dollars, I would expect over probably the next 90 days that'll start to catch up to what our projection, closer to our projection. I think part of it is just, you know, billing started a month later than maybe we thought it was going to be
mm-hmm.
when we originally put that projection together. And then, you know, we bill you as things are built, right? So now that the structure is, you know, coming together and those numbers are clearly usually the most significant ones. So I think you'll see in the course of the next 2-3 months that number will catch up to what our projection was pretty quickly. So that's just my take on that part of it. I don't know all the details on the existing Genetech server and that decision. Well, I've just got kind of Mitch's version of it from my end,
mm-hmm.
but it sounded like for whatever reasons it sounds like maybe that wasn't analyzed by all of us as closely as it maybe should have been at the beginning. And now we've kind of, you know, rolled our sleeves up on it and said, mm-hmm. this isn't going to work real well. And, you know, it's one of those things like when you move into a new house, right? It's, you know, it's the old piece that you look at it and you go, well, maybe we should replace that one too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's where we're at on that. And so that's, you know, kind of the first dip into either change order or contingency usage. And, you know, I think we're always going to have a few items in the course of a project, but, you know, we want to help you make good decisions there too. So I think we feel like, and our MEP engineers feel like that's the right decision. So I think that's where we are on that one.
I know yesterday you said, you know, we pretty much, we have bids and we have prices locked in and blah, blah, blah. I guess my question is, with all this turmoil that we're seeing is,
yep,
with tariffs and the like,
yep,
are we gonna, do you see us going back to the pandemic deal where we have supply chain issues where, even though we bid items and we're supposed to have them and we're supposed to have them at X price, but they can't find them or they're stuck someplace or?
Yeah, so we've had actually quite a bit of discussion internally about it. And the best way I'd kind of describe it is this, you know, there's some domestically sourced materials and there's internationally sourced materials. And, you know, even in the case of internationally sourced materials, usually they're not exclusive to one country. You know, the whole notion of trade and commerce and competition is always driven, you know, that on a worldwide level. So even, for example, you know, a guy that doesn't know much about the details like me, sits and thinks, well, geez, do we get all of our electrical components from China, for example?
Mm-hmm. You know?
And the answer to that is no. And some of that is domestically manufactured and domestically sourced. So it's, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but I don't think there's a situation out there that is going to cause the supply to be in the kind of situation that we were in the pandemic and lengthen lead times to the extent that we saw that happen. Now, I think you guys remember, you know, we launched Iowa County, the board approved that project the week that COVID broke, or the week before, and we still delivered on schedule and on budget and with a, you know, pretty healthy chunk of contingency going back to the county at the end. So I feel comfortable that whatever dynamics are going on there, okay, our team's out in front of. You know, our subs are locked in on prices for labor and materials. And, you know, we analyze very closely, you know, their billings to us, you know, so that we're out in front of any potential change that may be there. And the other thing I guess I'd say about the potential for change orders is always, I think there's always two dynamics there. One is, how well does the overall project team work on design and engineering and construction? And I think that's going extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
Scott and I talk every week, and I think both of us feel like that's going really well. The people that are, you know, doing the heavy lifting on a day-to-day basis seem to be working really well together. So there's no conflict there, mm-hmm, and no issues there. And I think back to bid day results, you know, I was really pleased with some of the subcontractors that we got as low bidders on the job, because they're firms that we had some experience and track record with, and we were pretty comfortable with their ability to perform. And, you know, those subs are always a little different in terms of how they might approach a potential change order and what they're willing to do as part of their number, and those that kind of quote-unquote nickel and dime you for every little change and alteration that they have to make. So I feel pretty good about the team overall, too. So yeah. I think the county and the budget there is protected pretty well. by both the project team and the subgroup that we have. So I feel good about that. Having said all of that, Greg has no idea what the world may do tomorrow. And, you know, we'll just adjust for it. But I think we're out in front of long lead time items. I don't feel like there's a potential to put ourselves in a really difficult spot there. Once we get the structure up, that's, you know, that's a big component of the dollars that are involved here. Mm-hmm. And I think that'll help us breathe a little easier, too. So overall, I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, I think so. I think you might have answered this question too, but you know, sometimes with projects this large, what the architects draw isn't exactly what happens when you get on the, you know, into the building.
Yep.
But it seems like it's going pretty well there, in a sense that what they gave you or what they gave the construction people to work with is seemingly pretty good.
Yes, you're exactly right. And yeah, there's never a perfect set of plans, and we're always, as a construction manager, interested in more detail so that, you know, it's much clearer to us as we're doing every little piece of construction over there, you know, how to build it and how to put it together and what materials are used. And Aaron Johnson is one of Scott's guys who really has handled the request for information responses. He's been excellent. Mm-hmm. He's been right on it. Sometimes, you know, they don't necessarily understand how time sensitive some of those decisions need to be, because our request for information might come at the time we're actually building that piece of the building. we need a decision like now. Mm-hmm. But I think the other part is just the experience of our people and our subs in this project type. Mm-hmm. Is paying dividends, because they kind of know what to expect and what to see there. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, Mitch and I talk, you know, almost every day, every other day, probably on a regular basis. And I'm not hearing about details and plans that aren't there. I also think that the mechanical engineers have done an excellent job. And, you know, I know if you remember back to that history there, we were pretty vocal about advocating for a change there. Mm-hmm. And I feel really good about that decision, because I think it was the right decision. And IMAG, they've just done so many jails that they understand what the DOC is really looking for. And, you know, in the case of the prior mechanical engineer, Scott had a comfort level, but they were out of state. It just, I wasn't quite there. And after we went through a couple of things that validated our concerns, I'm really glad we made that change.
Yeah.
All those things are factors in the where we are, but I feel really good about it.
Good.
Laminate though, right?
this is a technical question, but on the change order itself, the pay application itself,
yep.
There's a section called change order summary, and there's a $2,300,000 number in there that I'm just trying.
That was probably our adjustment, Gary, from the GMP to our final cost proposal.
Okay.
Without having it in front of me, that's that number.
Okay. I was just trying to figure out where, I guess, because that's right.
We went to contract on the GMP number.
At 29 million.
Final set of bids.
And we added that.
We worked through the value engineering that we had. And then that last number was the adjustment.
And then we got the 31.3.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I when I was looking at this, when it came through, I was going, I was trying to remember where the hell
is
that?
It's a really good question. Yeah, because you sit here and you look at Greg's change order summary and say, well, it says zero.
Zero. Yeah. That yesterday when you were talking, I was going, how come Yeah, okay.
No, good
answers
question.
My question.
Very good question.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see you processing and digesting that information.
Yeah, I'm kind of used to looking at those change. I mean, I'm looking at that, whatever that is, AIA documents. I mean, yeah. I'm used to looking at those, but anyway.
Yeah, no.
Maybe I'm getting old.
No, that's
I know I am, but
I would ask this the very same question, and yeah. I look at those things all the time. So yeah. That makes total sense to me.
Does anybody else have any questions or comments for Greg?
I'll think so. He's pretty spot on. Greg can have more than me, anything more than a little bit. All the dirty work was done, really.
Yeah, you've been eating and breathing this jail for 10 years, probably.
Sure, right? My one started. Yeah, quite right.
Yeah. I should have had that Mr. Peterson talk to you yesterday. Never mind.
Yeah. I did talk to Justin Larson, our superintendent. I went over there yesterday after I was done here and just checked in with Justin again. And he's feeling pretty good about where he's at.
Yeah.
From a schedule standpoint, you know, it's been windy, but other than that, the weather's been pretty cooperative.
The bulls and block walls over, now we're in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, we lost a little ground there at the beginning with the site issues, but we've made that ground up now.
A good winter.
Yeah, we had a really kind of easy winter to work with that way. It sounds like the neighbor down at the end of the block that we've had a few issues with, you know, just kind of doesn't like most anything, it seems like. But we're trying to, you know, keep people happy. We've had other neighbors who have been out now as the weather's getting a little bit warmer and talking to our guys in the field and, you know, they're, hey, this is fun to watch, and, you know, there's a lot going on over there, and you know, those kind of comments. So,
yeah, right.
It's been good, and as I said yesterday, too, Nathan White seems to be very happy. Pleased with where we are.
Got to keep him happy.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I heard about another county that we're not involved in that, you know, Nathan wasn't involved as early as we got him involved here, and subsequently they had a change order for a big number because there was an area in that building that should have been detention class and it wasn't, and it was already built.
Oh.
And when Nathan came through, he said, nope, not working. And they had to rip it out and replace it. So, you know, I feel good about where we are with him as well, and he's just an important person in that process.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
and I know that I'm very sympathetic to the county as it relates to the transition team. You know, I know that's not easy, and I know the people part of it is extremely hard. You know, I know you've got that kind of facing you on the operational side of it. As the building's complete as well. So, you know, hopefully as the structure goes up and the building gets completed, hopefully there's just a little bit more for the county to showcase there as far as a really good, safe, positive place for people to be. So, but I am sympathetic to what's going on there, because I know it's not easy to find people.
We don't have any wiggle room on the operational side with the levy limit. It's just, that's the problem. Which I keep telling Howard Markland, but I'm talking to the wall.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. And I don't know as you look at the facility once it's built, I know just from my experience with other jails, that the county sometimes, you know, they have a posture about transfers, or imports from other counties.
Mm-hmm.
Just how that impacts you on the operational side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be nice to have enough of that to be able to cover the expenses of the three new employees we're going to have.
Yeah.
One janitor, two jailers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Dispatch should be about the same. I don't think that's going to change.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah. But I know that's always,
You
know, an interesting scenario too, because the more, you know, more usage in the facility they have, the more staffing needs they have as well.
Right.
Double-edged. But yeah, is there anything that we can do, that I can do? It's important to me how the experience is for the county, not just when the building's done, but during the whole process.
Mm.
So I want to make sure
I think
our team is doing what we need
to
do for you guys to support you.
You know, and I've popped in over there, and those guys are always, they'll put everything down and answer any questions or give me an update. You know, the people on site are Jake and, you know, Justin and John and all those guys. They're fantastic. So I'd encourage any supervisors or, you know, people who are interested to pop in there, and they'll tell you what's happening and why.
Who's attending? Oh, I'm going to the May OAC meeting myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'm curious as to who on the county side is attending the OAC meetings right now.
I haven't. I didn't get notified of them there at the beginning. I almost missed one of her meetings that said they were talked about it, and then they were going on for a few months before I even found out about them. The last one, and I planned on going, but I had something called a doctor appointment or something. I took my wife up or something. I can't remember what it was, but there was a reason I wasn't that one.
I don't know if Tom or Brad are. I'm not sure. Or anybody else from the jail committee, maybe Owen Ducharme. I'm not sure, but.
With those being once a month, I would encourage finance committee or finance staff that somebody should represent that group at that OAC meeting. The reason for that is that the procedure or the protocol there is that, let's take this Genentech server as an example. Once that surfaces and then Mitch will write a proposal, and that's a one-page kind of standard form letter to the county that says, here's what you're getting and here's what it costs, and we need authorization on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
And then that's what results in adjustment here. So just from a financial standpoint, I would recommend that, you know, that finance committee or finance staff, I would strongly suggest somebody be there at that once a month meeting for OAC.
Can you have one of those guys just shoot me that next date?
Sure.
And I'll try to be there.
Yeah, I'm happy to.
Where's those meetings at?
In the trailer.
In the job trailer. Yeah. And if there's more than one, that's great.
If it's
different person each time, I think that's fine.
We're always talking and we have meetings up to wazoo, so it's...
Yeah, I just think from a overall financial management standpoint that it'd be good for the county to have representation there.
Yeah. I have to check with Tom and Brad. I mean, a lot of times they've been to some of those meetings, but I don't...
Yeah. I think, you know, Russ or Dale may be there with a different hat on,
more on
operational side of it, but I think financially, that's at least what I would recommend.
Okay.
Just what you need, right? Another meeting.
Yeah. Put your hand out.
Right? Are you going to recommend any more meetings?
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, and just overall, I really appreciate it's been a pleasure working with the county so far. It's really been great.
And it goes both ways.
Good. Hopefully we're responding quickly enough.
Robin,
I know when you need something, you're not bashful and you let us know, and we'll hopefully get that response to you. So that's great.
Yep. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I don't think this calls for any action.
So
I'll plan on, coming back, that would be July, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
and I'm gonna do our tour in August
Great.
For the board.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this was a bit out of order, and I think that was really our fault, my fault. So I'll make sure that I come here before we go to the board meeting.
Well, that'll work.
The next time.
If you're coming to July meeting,
that'll
work perfect, because you'll be here middle of July, and then the middle of August is when we'll have our board meeting. So we'll get the info first then.
And you know, if there's additional information that is not on here that you'd like to see on here, just let me know.
Okay.
I mean, we tend to use the same kind of approach with different clients, both public and private, on this piece of it, but we'll customize it too, based upon anything that you need. So just let me know what you might need there.
Sounds good.
There you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
D.
Sales tax, wheel tax, the sales tax was up this month, which is good, and up over our 5-year overall, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then wheel tax is down a little, but it was up last month, so it kind of bounces out.
And we're still behind a month on that anyway, right?
We're always 1 month behind with them paying us, yep. So wheel tax is the same month, and then we get like the first week of the, you know, but wheel tax always like a complete month behind in paying.
So D, Gary was asking, I think it was last month, maybe a couple months ago,
yeah,
that when he was reconciling like the 2024 year end
yeah.
to these, we realized that when you put, you know, 197,484.15 on this report, it doesn't necessarily reflect what is actually in our books, in our accounts, because
Correct.
Part
because
of it...
Because of the journal entries and the split of the year.
Okay. Right.
So Jay makes me move into the year, even if it's for the previous month.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I kind of operate like Human Services does. I don't journal entry back, even if it's the prior year. As soon as the new year starts, we cut off and we go off what's physically at the bank,
Got it.
Not what we're accommodating for with the month they're paying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I used to journal entry it back and be like, oh, well, we're receiving in January, but it's for December's activity.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no, if it's the money hit the bank in January, you move forward with the way the bank operates, not the way they're paying.
Okay. So that's
if
why.
That makes
yep.
sense.
Yep, yeah. It does.
So I compare myself to Human yep. Services. As
well,
soon as
I,
the new year comes, they cut their books, all invoices move mm-hmm. into the new year. They don't backdate anything for invoices or,
mm-hmm.
and I do the same.
And it works like that with our payroll system. You know, all your W-2s are for everything that was you were paid for in that year, but,
yeah.
you know, we journal entry for accruals for the previous year, but that doesn't
right.
reflect on your
yep.
W-2s.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but you are right. That's exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
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 And then I've got the new video, phase one project in front of you. This is bills, again, just to remind you, what have been physically paid out in March. So what we've said yes to today is not in here. And then also I saw on his sheet he had a $906,000 for February. I don't have that being paid in the bookwork. And I checked the bookwork this morning, Robin.
Yeah.
But maybe it got paid in April. I don't know.
It doesn't sound familiar to
or
me.
Or they paid it out of the wrong account. But this, what he's accommodating for, I
yeah.
haven't seen that yet. And I was going to talk to you after the meeting.
Yep. Let's us look into that. Because when I saw that,
and
too, I thought the same thing. It didn't ring.
Us, and he's got it here, but they haven't sent us the bill.
Okay.
Because you have the new one that he
mm-hmm.
said isn't on here. But this
yep.
other one, yeah. Okay, so you and I
well,
are on
and
the
I
same
think,
page.
Yeah,
with
and Gary's kind of on the same page, yeah. too. Because he said, well, this is like only, you know, it was almost exactly with
yeah.
what we had last month, so I don't that number doesn't sound familiar to me.
So and then the interest, I attached this invoice so you guys can see. This invoice is the command center. So when we originally did the phase one, Jim had estimated the command center at $300,000 grant fund, $190,000 is what we quoted in the paperwork for interest to go to the command center.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Jim why this at the top figure is more than that, because that would be $490,000.
Mm-hmm.
He said that later on they added more stuff to the command center. I don't know if you guys were ever filled in on that or came back to that, but I clarified with Carol that we can still go over that 190 threshold with interest to pay the difference. And she said yes. I said, even though it was written there, are we locked into that amount or is it just, and she said, yes, we can. So what Jim did was this $29,000 on the right here, he paid that, I believe, out of his own supplies and expense that he still had money left in at the end of the year. So we're looking at around an additional $42,500. So if you go back to the interest, first page, the 190 plus the 42,500, this interest covers it exactly. And from a little bit of that moving forward, it's all up for grabs, however you want to spend it.
Right. We can spend it on project or we can, or it goes to debt service. We get to the end and we still have a balance that goes to debt service.
Yeah. So just so you know what he's needing, what he needed, we've got now up to date.
And when do we expect that we're going to pay for this? When's it coming?
I don't know. That would be a question for Jim because he paid the $300,000 right away.
Yeah,
then they just recently billed this $29,000 the beginning of January. And so I said to Jim, I would even rather just pay the difference to be done with it, but he never really got back to me,
well,
nor Mark.
It makes sense that we see the
final thing.
Yeah, we have it here.
True.
You don't want to pay for it until you see it.
Until it arrives.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, but Jim didn't have an answer.
Okay. I can't remember the timing on that myself.
Yeah.
But, we're ahead. I'm glad we did our phase two borrowing.
Yes.
Because we haven't used up our phase one borrowing yet.
No.
So we're earning interest on all of that money.
Right. Right.
And as chaotic as it is, I'm glad we're done with the market for now.
Right.
And we're not going to come back into the market until next year. So it can be as crazy as it wants to, but we're locked in as far as our debt service goes.
Right. I mean, even Joe Fryer emails me every month and he's like, I saw that estimated spending down and you don't seem to be moving as quickly. And I always just respond, Joe, we move as fast as the bills come in,
Right.
But I don't know if it's kind of like them.
Sounded like
we're locked into this now too.
It sounds like we're going to.
They're paying us more.
Get it out of here.
Yeah. I think in the next couple of months we're going to see sizable pay applications. So.
Yeah, and same with this 5 that's down here. Again, it doesn't have this 900 and then what you just passed, so it's going to jump hopefully around 2 million down.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thanks for the information.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And I think then we jump down to
I printed off hard copy reports. It is on your boardable, but it's kind of. Sometimes it's easier to see it right in front of you. These are the first quarter comparison revenue and expense reports. So it looks like in the blue, she's got the prior year from January to March comparing to this year. What's budgeted and what's actually used, what the actual amount is.
Yeah, I
don't know if you had any questions.
Yeah.
Did you see anything in here out of the ordinary?
I didn't, no. One thing that you might need to be, you have at the end, you have the human services and ADRC and highway are broken out.
Okay.
Separate from the general fund. And, Dan, in human services, it's always a big, huge lag with their revenues. And so if you look at this, it appears like they're in the negative. They're really not. It just takes them
a while. Their state aid comes in later.
Later, yeah, right. So, just so you are aware of that.
If you look compared to last year, it looks like they've gotten more in already before they did last year.
Yeah, but some of that I think goes to prior year. Yeah. To make them, like in his annual report, he's showing a positive. End of the year, so it's a whole different thing with Health and Human Services because of those reimbursements, more so than the general fund or highway or ADRC. Other than that, I didn't see anything real significant that in the first quarter, which is good. you know, if we can march off a couple of quarters without any emergencies or big expenditures, that's great. And that's kind of going to be my message tomorrow to the department heads, to just try to not spend if you can, because we just don't, like Dan said yesterday, we just don't know where we're headed, and we can't claw back money that we've already spent. So, and I just don't know where we're going. I'm kind of nervous about everything, but anyway, we'll see. I mean, it'll be interesting to hear what the department heads have to say too, you know, what they're experiencing as far as costs are concerned. Are they seeing inflation or whatever? But, so, yeah. Maybe we should put this back on the agenda next time, just so that if somebody does have a question after they've looked at it, they could probably, you could take it up. Or maybe we could have even a more generic agenda item. Since everything is in flux, you know, we might know something next month that we want to, or somebody knows something that we should impart to the finance committee, you know, from the federal level.
Okay.
Because both state and feds are marching toward, you know, creating a budget, and so we might have a little
we
more.
We usually start getting stuff in like in April, don't
yeah.
we?
Uh-huh.
Like this month, I should start getting numbers.
Right. So. There might be something that we need to pass on. Let's put it that
Never
way.
Never mind. I must have pulled up February's expense. It's there.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay.
So I just added to my spreadsheet. That was
okay.
Bad.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah. I quickly went back to double check. So.
And it came out of the right account.
Yeah, it came out of the right account and everything. I must have just pulled February sheet up to double compare. Thank you.
So our next meeting is May 21st, and I guess I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. I got something.